following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I found myself in a unique situation last winter of deciding if it was time to pursue my dream of playing in the NFL.
Option play near side, pitch back to Amir. He gets a nice shield block on the edge. Amir to the 40, 35, first down, 30. Amir cutting back to the middle of the field, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Amir dives, touchdown, Nebraska. What a spectacular run by Amir Abdullah.
I've come to realize that life is bigger than football, and that my chances of long-term success in life will be greatly enhanced by completing my college education.
Sails toward the goal line. Abdullah grabs it right at the goal line. Amir to the 10, 15, 20. He's got a seam, 25. Cuts to the outside. Oh, what a move. 40-yard line to midfield. He is gone. Amir Abdullah.
It's truly an honor to play for this program, to represent the N, and to one day walk across that stage with my diploma in hand.
Just a four-man rush. Armstrong to the sideline. Here he comes, Abdullah.
Wow.
And Abdullah still on his feet. Lester Kemp throws a block. Amir Abdullah all the way home. Touchdown, Nebraska.
I'm Amir Abdullah, and I play for Nebraska.
Trips to the near side. Kellogg gets a shotgun snap. Final play of the game. Ron waiting for the wideouts to get downfield. Launches the throw down toward the goal line. Going up. Ball tipped in the air.
Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Westerkamp. Nebraska wins the game on the final play of the contest. Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a scene in Lincoln, baby.
Nebraska will snap the ball a length of the football away from the goal line. And they want to throw. What a play call. Anunua. He's going to go 99 yards. Holy cow, what a call.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those.
Oh, they don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Going to Kenny Bell. Going to make the catch at the 1. Kenny to the 10, 15, 25. Kenny to the 30. He's got some room. Kenny Bell to the 40. Kenny Bell's got one man to beat the kicker. To the 50, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. A 98-yard kickoff return for Kenny Bell.
They're going to put it down, yep, at the 47-yard line. If he were to hit it, it'll go in the books as the longest in school history. This is an attempt of 57 yards. Does he have enough? Is it long enough? He got it!
Sam Fultz gets a good snap. Good boomy kick. This one's sailing towards the end zone. Bounces at the 3. Takes a Husker hop. Huskers will down it inside the 5. Sam Burt scooped it up and held on to it at the 1-yard line. Terrific punt of 52 yards.
Eric Crouch pumps once. He's in trouble. Eludes a tackle. Gets out of the end zone. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Crouch to the 15. Out of 20, pass to the 25, out across the 30, 35, 40, look out, he could go, he's to the 40, he's to the 30, he's to the 20, he's to the 10, he's all the way!
Oh, totally unbelievable! 3rd and 8, Sumner gets a shotgun snap, throws over the middle, intercepted, picked off, Randy Gregory, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, a pick 6 for big old Randy Gregory.
Back in the pocket, steps up, getting rushed, getting hit, getting dropped with a 25, a loose 6 more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His 9th of the year and his 6th in 2 weeks.
Michigan with a ball at their own 39-yard line. Gardner turns. Straight hand off to Green. Hit the backfield. Huskers. Corey Cooper drills him. He loses 2 yards.
Phillips up the middle. Explodes. 20. Cuts to the line. And Phillips is out of bounds at the 11-yard line.
Zone read. Hand off to Cross. Big hole. 45-40. 35-30. Amani 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Amani Cross. Oh, baby.
Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home.
And a snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown.
History, 13-0, and bring that
Lincoln.
Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stokes. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40. It is. Mike Kellogg, 15, 10, final touchdown.
Kellogg's throw. It's going to be tipped and caught. It's caught. It's caught in the touchdown, Westerkamp. Jordan Westerkamp.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday, the 21st of November, our final Friday show of November, because next week at this time, we'll be getting ready for Nebraska and Iowa, and it'll be interesting to see what we're talking about, what the mood is between now and then with Nebraska and Iowa. First, they've got to get past Minnesota, the Huskers' big game tomorrow at 11 o'clock, and Iowa taking on Wisconsin, about a 10-point favorite. Jimmy, I've seen some messed up lines as I'm putting together Pigskin Pick'em today. I see a couple, just like last night's NFL game. It seems that when you look at this, sometimes it's so easy. Now, you could be on the Jets for about 4 weeks and be wrong, but it just seemed, I mean, there is no way in the world that the Kansas City Chiefs should have lost last night. I mean, five in a row, superior football team, reigning. Oakland can't move the ball. Next thing you know, they've lost 10 in a row this year, 16 in a row, and they win the football game. So I see a couple of things this weekend that make me scratch my head and just automatically assume that Vegas knows what they're doing and there's going to be a couple of weird ones.
Well, I actually think the Raiders are a little bit better than people give them credit for. The last couple of games, they played fairly. They got beat 17-10. They've covered the spread.
They covered against Seattle, and they covered, was it Denver?
Yeah, and they played San Diego pretty tough. And, they were getting...
Didn't cover that one, though.
11.
Imagine that.
But anyway, to make a long story short, is Kansas City has a huge game Sunday. Okay, how much time do they got to get to Oakland? I mean,
yeah,
you know, that's just a turnaround. It's turnaround. And, Kansas City gave it an effort to win. You know, they got the lead. But, boy, that nine-minute drive or seven-minute drive or whatever it was. But I guess here's one thing that's interesting, Doug. Do you know if you'd have put $10 on the money line on those four games last night and hit all four? Because they were all underdogs that won. $10. Mm-hmm. But he got you back $820 on the money line.
Last night.
On those four games.
Because I knew three of them. What was the fourth one?
Well, the Raiders were plus
the Raiders,
$340, I think.
You had West Virginia. You had North Carolina.
Who was the other game that was played last night? I mean, it was whoever was played last night. There were four of them. And, there were four games played yesterday. And I think if you had a money line on all four, you hit the whole thing. So, isn't that something?
How'd that go for you?
Well, I didn't play it, but I mean, I'm always interested in that. But I'll look
Texas
it up.
State.
Yeah, North Texas State.
I would have thrown them in to complete that four teamer. So, what would my three teamer have paid about teams that I've heard of? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't you think there's nobody in the world that had a four team underdog parlay last night?
Well, probably not. I mean, unless you were in Vegas and you're sitting there and you're there, you know what I mean? And you say, hey, I'll take all four of these. You have money line it, you know. Yeah, but I mean, still, though, what I'm saying is, the point you were trying to make was that this time of year, people change and they get, they're different. They play, yeah.
There's some degenerates out there, Jimmy. My phone's blowing up before we can even get to it. What? Texas State!
North Texas. Oh, they knew who it was.
I wonder how they knew that.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, we've got a lot coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to get to Fanatics Friday Trivia. We've got Pigskin Pick'em later in the program. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thanksgiving week. And our friends at Five Points Bank are in the giving mood. I've got four tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game tomorrow. 30-yard line, 40 rows up. Primo West Stadium seats tomorrow from our friends at Five Points Bank. And don't just think we're going caller three. Two things. Got to pick them up today at the Kearney Studio before 5 o'clock. You have to be able to pick these tickets up at our Kearney Studio here on Highway 30, East Highway 30, before 5 o'clock today. And please be able to use them. I know there's a lot of families that every once, good God, the tickets are $50, $60 a piece. You can't just drop them. I mean, we got $240, $250 worth of tickets right here. Here they are. See, there's the tickets, four of them. That's four of them. You want to know what one sounds like? Hold on. Can you tell the difference if it's one or two or four?
Good. Do the one.
Here's one.
Okay, now do four. Oh, yeah, there's a big difference.
Well, I thought you could
tell. Yeah, you could tell. I knew there was four in there. I didn't even have to look at them.
So they want to make a happy Thanksgiving for somebody with a family four-pack of tickets. Two in the West Stadium, and then two are in the northwest corner above the tunnel. So they are split. They are split, so I want to make sure people know that. So they're two and two. So should we give away two and two, or should we just give away all four? What do you think? Four? Yeah, I think we should give away all four. You know, mom and daughter can set one place, and dad and son can set in the other. That's kind of, and I'm saying that because that's your typical family. Family of four, one daughter, one son, maybe you got two boys, doesn't matter. We're going to have them for you. Two sets of great tickets, and provided by our friends at Five Points Bank, longtime sponsor of all of our sporting events. But before we jump into a lot of things, we got football coming up. Chris Crank, Hastings College soccer coach, going to join us a little bit later on. Jimmy Selections coming off the red hot 6-0 week. I think I just want to take a look at a couple of them right now, Jimmy, because they're fresh on my mind, and I don't know what your selections are, but you look at the lines in Vegas, and some of them moved, and I want to start with the Louisville-Notre Dame game. That started from 9, and it's down to 3. Notre Dame only favored by 3 at home over Louisville, and Louisville's quarterback is out while Everett Golston is expected to go. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting call on the Notre Dame situation. That thing was only out there for about an hour. It went from 9 to 4. And very seldom does it do that, you know, where they just stick out at their 9 and see what people are going to do real quick. And they jumped on that real quick. I believe a Notre Dame defensive player that is very critical for the defense for Notre Dame is out of that game. He's not going to play. And I think that was the key thing with that. But I think he's a leading tackler for Notre Dame, and I think that's what the situation was. And I also think they think the Louisville quarterback played well enough against Boston College. Because he had two touchdown passes because the Louisville quarterback is out. The Louisville quarterback from 2 weeks ago is not playing in that game.
Right.
So they're going with a freshman. Yeah, thank you. And they're going with the freshman. And I think that they think that guy can play. But, I'll tell you the truth. I like Notre Dame in that game. It is not one of my selections. But I do like Notre Dame to win because against Northwestern, they had a lot of things go wrong in that game. That game, they had the momentum. They were up 20 to 7, and on the extra point, it was blocked, and Northwestern returned it for a two-point conversion. You know, those types of things are momentum changers sometimes in a football game that happens. So I kind of like Notre Dame in that game, but I think that's what happened. We can look it up when we have a break, what defensive player that is for Notre Dame that's not playing in a game. But he is a big-time name.
And you take a look at Northwestern, they're only a point favorite at Purdue this week. Another one. Mississippi's supposed to be playing for the national title. Next thing you know, they're a field goal favorite at Arkansas.
Yeah, and I told you Arkansas played Alabama 14-13. You know, at Arkansas. Arkansas beat LSU 17-0. Arkansas is, they are black. Doug, I don't know how many times we've talked about this. I said Arkansas is a pretty good football team. I like Mississippi a little bit in that game. I think Mississippi will win that football game. But it is interesting, like you say, they're playing for a national championship. And I think a lot of it's based on Arkansas' 17-0 win last week at home because they were only a one-point favorite. And they were one of our 6-0 selection picks, Arkansas was last week.
Sheldon Day is the defensive guy that you're talking
about. That's who it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he is a very good football player. That's really going to hurt the Notre Dame defense.
I've got a couple of things here. A couple of things that before we get to Fanatics trivia on this Friday that we're going to get to. And here's what I've got for you because I don't want to overlook these because the show will, once we get into this crazy football time.
I agree.
Okay. We know that the Husker basketball teams are in action this weekend. The men at Rhode Island, the women hosting Utah, men Saturday, women Sunday. The wrestling team is at North Carolina State and at Duke. Football team's got Minnesota. Volleyball team is home tonight or tomorrow night against Michigan, so you can hit that doubleheader. It's senior night. And then, of course, the top-rated Nebraska women's bowling team continues its season as the Huskers will travel to the Cat Clash in Houston.
Good one. That is I didn't know that was coming. That is absolutely perfect. Do that again, can you? Can you do it again?
I can do it again. It's at Emerald Lanes.
Do it again. That's great.
I think that was only an 8, though. I think they left a 6-10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got to get a spare. You can tell that.
This is in Houston, hosted by Sam Houston State, featuring a talented 18-team field. Coach Bill Straub said the team is confident heading into their final tournament before winter break, and that's what I'm concerned about. How do you stay in shape during winter break with Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the partying and eating and fun that goes on during that time? Competition is underway this morning with Baker Pool Play. The teams will be back for 6-team game matches tomorrow morning, and then it concludes Saturday with the best-of-7 format. And so hopefully next week we've got that to talk about.
Where's that at?
Sam Houston State in Houston, Texas.
You know, and I've heard that their bowling shoes at that place, they do not have many size 7. Left. So I hope some of our players remember to bring their own shoes, because they are short there with size 7s. And you knew that. Everybody knows that when you go there.
Now your size, is that your size?
Yeah, no, I'm about a size 11 and a half. Okay. But I can wear a 12 if I have to.
Okay. All right. Also, some big news. Are you a concert goer?
Do you
go to concerts? Nah, do you like music like that?
Yeah, I like music, but I really don't go to concerts. Okay. A lot of times I just don't fit in.
Okay. All right. I've seen concert crowds. I didn't know that there was. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I thought everybody fit in.
Do you?
I always. From Justin Moore to Motley Crue to the Beach Boys and anywhere in between. So.
Who we got here?
Oh, baby. Grammy, Tony, and Emmy Award-winning Barry Manilow announced this week he's going to hit the road and perform concerts across North America one last time, and he is kicking off the One Last Time Tour in Omaha, February 11th. Tickets will go on sale Monday at 10 a.m. And, of course, if you want more information, go to Manilow.com.
You know, I think Barry Manilow is in Kearney, Nebraska in like 75 or 76. We'll have to check that out.
Did you go?
No, I did not. I was not there.
I'm doing the little shuffle penguin dance right now, by the way. Barry Manilow.
I saw Sly and the Family Stone. Does that count?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound the same, but kind of, they got some songs. They just got a little more soul to it. Coming up, Brian Munson from Big Red Report will join us for a couple of minutes, talk about Husker recruiting and Minnesota. So let's go ahead and hit some trivia right now. It is Fanatics Fantastic Friday Trivia. Fanatics, your sports bar dedicated to bringing you the game, great food, and good times. Follow the Huskers tomorrow and the rest of the college football as well as the NFL on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. They've even got the bullpen. It's going to be the nicest day in a couple of weeks tomorrow. The outdoor beer garden with comfy chairs and TVs. And if you like to have a little puff of something out there that comes in a Marlboro pack, that's where you go to do it. I mean, we have all the beer gardens out there. Bowlers, that's perfect for you as well. You light up the Camel, you're ready to go. And football is more fun with Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney. If you have not won anything, and you're only going to get to win one thing today here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but you just try, because these are going to be hard and easy and all that. Oh, boy. This is sad. But that's our trivia question today. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 as we go to break. Nebraska is on the wrong end of two Division I records. Melvin Gordon now is the all-time Division I single-game rushing leader from Wisconsin after putting up 408 yards on the Huskers. This receiver holds the NCAA Division I, or now FBS, record that he held against Nebraska. Most receiving yards in a Division I football game came against Nebraska. Who was the wide receiver? 888-455-ESPN. Could have asked the school. I think it would have been easier. He's from, I'll give you the clue, Louisiana Tech. Which Louisiana Tech wide receiver, and Nebraska won that game, but which Louisiana Tech wide receiver holds the Division I receiving yards single game record? He set it against Nebraska. The first correct caller gets a $25 gift card to Fanatics.
Opening soon, NMC, the Cat Rental Store, is honored to partner with the Kearney community with the opening of our newest rental store at 2608 32nd Street, Suite C. Cat Rental is your source for daily, weekly, and monthly rental of high-quality, low-hour cat and top allied brands of equipment and attachments. Contact us for your next rental and choose from skid steer loaders, tow behind booms, generators, and so much more. Visit online, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT, nmcrental.com, or call 855-NMC-RENT. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a high of about 46. Winds will stay to the south at 10 to 15. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head down to 26. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, it's 34.
Show Kevin from down in Axtell is the winner of our Fanatics Trivia. If the game's on, the game's on. If Fanatics dedicated to keeping the games on until they are all over. I love that, too, because some of them can be when it's time to go home, which is close to 1 o'clock with those West Coast games. You don't have to worry about them turning off the game you want to watch just because it's after 10. They're there from you wire to wire. Kevin from Axtell knew it was Troy Edwards from Louisiana Tech. 405 receiving yards in that game. Quarterback was Carr, right? David Carr's brother?
I think so.
David Carr, Derek. Am I right on that?
No, I think it was not.
Derek's younger.
Okay. Yeah.
That's not right anyway.
No, it wasn't. But I do remember this, that the game was, it was the Eddie Robinson Classic, the first Eddie Robinson Classic is what the game was played in Lincoln. And Louisiana Tech had finished like 11-1 the year before. You know, this guy just went, we'll have to look that up too. But I remember the game, and I'll tell you what, did they just keep throwing bombs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this guy'd go up and go get him.
And Kevin said, in the corner of that, then he transferred at the end of the year.
Which might be true. Yeah.
That was back in 98, though. Yikes. It's a long time ago, 16 years ago. But congratulations to Kevin from Axtell. Coming up later, we've got a chance for you to win 4 tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game tomorrow, 2 sets of 2. And then we will also be giving you an opportunity, of course, to check things out with our Pigskin Pick'em. Coming up, Brian Munson will join us from a Big Red Report here momentarily, and we will also have Chris Crank, the head men's soccer coach at Hastings College, will be joining us on the program. Brian Munson from Big Red Report is with us. Our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, you know Husker Nation. They're all scared to death tomorrow. We're going to make our predictions at the end of the show. When it comes to recruiting, what does a game like that do? I know the plan can be, hey, this is why we need you, and then other guys got to be looking, going, yee. I mean, what does it do to the recruits when they witness, home or away, a game like that?
Well, I mean, I'll take a couple of specific examples. Like, look at like an Andre Smith, who was a North Carolina commitment, who had officially visited Nebraska and Wisconsin, you know, and then he recently opened up, you know, his commitment and is now undecided, has both Wisconsin and Nebraska in his top four, and is going to be deciding again really soon. I'd have to think that situation does have a negative impact, you know, when it comes to him sitting back and really watching and seeing and comparing those two teams that are in the same division of the Big Ten, and saying which team and which program do I want to go to, which team is more further along, which team is closer to go ahead and getting to and winning a Big Ten championship. And unfortunately, there was a really, really bad, you know, example or game for him to go ahead and maybe base his commitment on, or at least, you know, or how it's going to go. But then I can look at a guy like Kendall Bussey or anybody else that's kind of inside, you know, the commitment umbrella a little bit. And, you know, if they're looking at that situation, particularly like a Kendall Bussey, and you're saying to yourself, okay, you know, there's a lot of different things as far as like how the game plan hasn't worked out, a lot of failures at different levels within, you know, the offensive line, the defensive line, the secondary, the linebackers, et cetera. How can I, you know, make them better? Am I still a good fit there? And obviously, I think in a lot of cases, those guys see opportunity. And I think that the guys that really want to step up and challenge themselves, and you know, because it's a huge step up from the levels of high school football to the elite levels of college football. There are guys every day that cannot cut it and that are high school Americans. Look at a T.J. Singleton is a perfect example. Guy was an All-American out of high school, gets to Nebraska, it does not work out. So it's one of those things where you have to continually try to step up your game regardless of how successful you are in your high school career.
We are going into the holidays here, and a lot of the big-time players are getting into their, and I'm talking California, Florida, Texas, they are in playoff mode right now. So where are we at when it comes to even chatting with recruits?
You know, I think obviously Nebraska is still out there, and there's a lot of movement going on. I mean, first of all, Kendall Bussey has reaffirmed his commitment to Nebraska, which is a great thing. I was actually writing an article, but then there's been so many guys that are decommitting and looking around now, and guys that's, you know, like Kenneth Magruder, who was high school teammates with Josh Kalu, Andre Smith, who just stepped away, Chasen Virgil, who was just cut loose on Mississippi State, who's holding a Nebraska offer from Mesquite West. All these guys now are, you know, there's a little bit of a rinse cycle I think that people should start expecting here. And it typically lasts until probably about the end of the calendar year. And then there's usually one more month of kind of firming things up there in the month of January, where if you take those last three official visits or whatever before signing day. So the way it kind of works here from here on out, like, there are a lot of players that are coming in this weekend for Nebraska as official visitors, because they are not in the playoffs anymore. Their seasons have ended, so it gives them that flexibility to get into Lincoln for an 11 o'clock game, which they did have a regular season game on Friday night. It's virtually impossible to do if you have to make travel and take a flight. So I think Nebraska, with their one last game here, they have some key official visitors that are in the stands, and then I think you're going to see some more guys as things kind of shake out here through the month of December. They'll have a chance to take some more official visits, and then you'll see even like some guys tighten up their commitment. You have the All-American games to kind of frame some guys around when they want to make their decision, and then it'll be the last month in January.
You know, recruiting's changed tremendously in NCAA basketball, how it's recruited. In football, has it changed much? I mean, the overall picture, I mean, the parents getting involved, players wanting to play right away as freshmen coming in, you know, because right now, you know, with the weight training and things like that, players, 30 years ago, it was hard to come in as a freshman and play, but right now it seems like players are ready to go. They want to play right now. I mean, I look at that, and I think, hey, if I was a quarterback and I'm looking at a school and I want to play someplace, and I can kind of tell that not everybody's real pleased with the way Tommy Armstrong's playing, I might be more interested than I would be going to a school where the quarterback seems like he's intact. Your comments?
I think that's absolutely accurate. Now, I think the one thing that players and recruits have to take into consideration is what's the overall approach that a coaching staff takes towards redshirting. I think Bo Pelini's always been in favor of it. I think obviously that's kind of loosened up over the last couple of recent years where more guys that fresh out of high school or junior college are going out there and they're seeing the field, particularly this year. There were a number of players that got on the field this year, on the defensive side of the ball in particular. So that's kind of loosened up. I think that Bo has always kind of used still that, you know, there's this, well, if you can redshirt, we want you to redshirt, but if we can use you and you can help us out on the football field, then we're definitely gonna get you out there and help us win some ball games. But I think, you know, kind of a rule of thumb that people do use these games as kind of a way of basing their decision. If they really want to come out there and they want to play early and they sense the struggle and they know that the depth chart is wide open, you got a guy like Amir Abdullah, for example, who goes down with an injury and they come back with their next two guys and they see the production fall off from when Abdullah's running the football to where those guys are running the football and you're a running back, that's a great way of going ahead and thinking how things are going to open up come springtime when Abdullah's gone.
Talk with Brian Munson, Big Red Report, Scout.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a look at this Minnesota game. Their tight end is their leading receiver. He is a horse. We talked with Tracy Clays yesterday on the show about how they are getting better defensively, also about what he sees when Amir's in and when he's not in and how that changes Nebraska's offense. What do you think the key is tomorrow, Brian?
Well, obviously Nebraska struggles quite a bit when you have elite tight ends. And when you have a tight end who is the most targeted player of an offense, I think it's even worse for Nebraska defenses. I mean, they just struggle at times when it comes to finding those guys. And there's also just this physical stature, what's the word I'm looking for? They have it over the defenders physically, so mm-hmm. they can go out there and just dominate that based on size alone. Minnesota, you give them a chance to watch Wisconsin, and they're going to emulate a lot of things that Wisconsin did against Nebraska where they had success. They've got good personnel on that side. They're not Gordon good, but, you know, they're not too far off. And I think that, you know, it's one of those things where Nebraska, I think, coming back home, having a chance to really sink in with what's happened with a week's worth of practice, knowing that Bo Pelini has not lost back-to-back conference games since 2009, you know, they're gonna dig in here this weekend, and I got a feeling Nebraska's gonna come away with a win come Saturday.
Brian Munson, Big Red Report, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, taking a look at what's going on with Big Red. I know they're trying to get to a decent bowl game. Outback and Holiday are the most popular right now, depending on how these final two games go. There's still an outside chance the team can make it to Indianapolis, but boy, the cards really have to fall right, including Iowa beating Wisconsin tomorrow. So Huskers trying to get something done and get a win tomorrow against the Gophers. And Brian, just last thoughts here. Amir Abdullah, Kenny Bell, two of the seniors that will be honored tomorrow. Then you've got three or four, like Elm Creek's Derek Foster, that haven't even seen the field, and we know that happens a lot with walk-ons. But there's a handful of other guys that Nebraska's going to miss outside of the two stars, and I kind of put quotation marks around Kenny Bell with the way his season has went. But outside of that, who's Nebraska going to miss the most out of this class?
Well, I think obviously you've nailed it. I think Kenny Bell is one of those guys that it kind of comes and it goes with him a little bit. I think people kind of enjoy it or really don't like it very much when he's on Twitter and seeing how he's antagonizing people who want to reach out and comment to him personally, which I don't understand and I don't advocate it at all that people do that with the players. But he's always been very animated. He's a character. The guy, though, Amir Abdullah, to me, you look at what that guy has become, you know, looking back to his recruiting story, he was an unknown really kind of coming into the month of December and even into January. And then some offers kind of started to pop up, but there were people that didn't really know where they saw him on the football field. Was he offensive side of the football or was he going to be a defensive back? So for him to find his way, you know, to Nebraska all the way from Alabama and being such a great kid on and off the football field, I don't think you can have enough of those guys on the team at one single time.
Well, Brian, enjoy the game tomorrow. Have a great Thanksgiving. We always appreciate catching up with you. I think one statement that puts it into perspective, Barrett Rood spoke at the Big Red Breakfast this morning, and, of course, people asked him, well, how come they're sending a grad assistant after a big-time loss? And he made a couple comments. One, that once Nebraska fans stop caring about losses, then there's a problem. And then secondly, you know how fans are, how come you didn't blitz more on third down? And Barrett Rood says, they didn't have many third downs, so let's hope that's not the case tomorrow. Hey, Brian, thanks for the time, buddy. Be good.
Have a great holiday.
We've got four tickets to Nebraska, Minnesota that we're going to be giving away at the end of the show, so stay tuned to that. Our Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Let us do Pigskin Pick'em. Chris Crank is going to join us as well, the Hastings soccer coach. They get ready for the national tournament beginning tomorrow at home against Bellevue, a team that's actually given them problems. There's a neat story in the Journal Star about their two all-conference players, both from Lincoln today as well. But, Jimmy, are you ready for Pigskin Pick'em? $60 in Cunningham's cash.
Yeah, I think we're in good shape right now. Let's get after this, Pepe.
We're on a winning streak like the Chiefs. Are you worried? We're a favorite. We're a favorite going in.
I'm a little worried because I'm going to pick three underdogs here, and that's usually a bad sign. You know, because if you know, because those are three games we're giving the other guy if he wants to take him.
Are you taking nine road teams?
No, that's what you usually do. Yeah, you're the one that takes the road teams.
Here's our trivia question for today. Not going to make it too hard. This is the 30th anniversary this weekend of the Hail Mary, most famous Hail Mary probably of all time. Plus, we've also got the play. It's Cal Stanford. They're playing this weekend, the most famous play in college football, along with the Hail Mary thrown by Doug Flutie to Garrett Phelan. It helped Miami get beat by Boston College that day. How many touchdown passes did Doug Flutie throw in that game? The Hail Mary was the last one. How many touchdown passes did Doug Flutie throw in that game? The first correct caller at 888-455-3776 will go up against us in Pigskin Pick'em. Again, if you've already went against us in Pigskin Pick'em, you're done for the year. You get one shot per season. The winner will get a Big Daddy's Deli gift certificate for a large combo meal, and then try and knock us off with Cunningham's cash. What? In our trivia question today, the question is, how many touchdown passes did Doug Flutie throw in the Hail Mary game against Miami? We'll be right back.
When we buy something, we all want a great deal. But have you ever thought about a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. About 45% of your energy bill goes to heating and cooling. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs. Call Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating today to start saving with a geothermal system from Carrier.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty is proud to support the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation through the Gold Dinner and Auction. The annual event is this Friday. We hope to see you there.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Here at Big O, we know driving isn't the most enjoyable holiday tradition, but at least we can get you there safely. Because right now, through December 1st, when you buy three select Cooper, Nitto, or Sumitomo tires, you'll get the fourth one free. Consider it an early present. Buy three tires and get one free with installation and disposal fees now through December 1st at participating locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Up to 10% shop fee based on non-discounted retail price not to exceed $35 where permitted.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolling along on a football Friday. Hastings College soccer coach Chris Crank and your chance to win four football tickets to Nebraska and Minnesota. coming up courtesy of Five Points Bank in Kearney, and we're going to do that at the very end of the show. Two sets of two, just a Thanksgiving present to the folks out there, and your chance to go tomorrow. First off, though, the winner of our Big Daly's Deli combo meal is Ryan from Wilcox. We're going to get to his selections here in just a moment. Big Daly's Deli across from Duncan Field and Hastings and Top of the Hill in Kearney. And you can stop by and get your favorite sandwich, which I've been doing a lot of lately. I love their sandwiches. Tried to just a basic 12 the other day, the Bacon Club. Anything that has bacon, awesome. Bacon Club with ham, turkey, so, so good. Got that. Put it on an Asiago. Tried a wrap the other day. Told Mike when I was up there and they're making sandwiches, I said, I got to try some different stuff. So I just went crazy, got all kinds of different stuff. Instead of an Asiago, I got a wrap. And he goes, hey, we don't even charge you extra for the wraps up here. Lots of places do that. They don't do it at Big Daly's Deli. What are you eating today, Jimmy?
Let's see here.
Corned beef? What's that?
Yeah, let's go with that. That's good. I like corned beef, yeah.
Corned beef Reuben with the best sauerkraut on rye. That's a 35.
Yep.
Get you a 35 today. Then we'll get you a different one tomorrow. It's all right there. So good. Well, now, see, Ryan's the kind of guy that could handle all $60 in Cunningham's cash in one setting by himself, but he's too friendly to do that. Ryan, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, we're ready to take it to the next level. I know you're used to winning down there in Wilcox, but I think we're going to have to put the hammer down on you. Is that okay?
Well, we'll just let the chips fall and see what happens.
By the way, the answer to the trivia question, in case I didn't mention it, was four. Doug Flutie threw four. The Hail Mary was his fourth touchdown pass. So let's get after it. In fact, our first game is about ready to kick off. It's the rescheduled Buffalo-Kent State game. And in this football game, Buffalo is a 7.5-point favorite. Who do you like in this one in a little bit of snow? Ryan, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take Buffalo.
Jimmy?
I'll take Buffalo. Kent State's won one game this year.
Yeah, Buffalo's distracted. They're distracted. I'm taking Kent State.
There you go.
Texas Tech at Iowa State. This is a one-point spread. Jimmy, who you got?
I'll take Iowa State. They're at home.
You know what? I like Coach Rhodes. I'll take Iowa State. Ryan?
I'll go with Iowa State.
Clean sweep. All right, there's a game that I brought up earlier. Notre Dame hosting Louisville. The spread has went from 9-3. Notre Dame at home, only favored by a field goal. I'm taking the Irish. Jimmy, I think that's what you were saying, too.
Yeah, I'm going to take Notre Dame in the game.
Ryan, what do you think here?
Oh, gosh. I hate to agree with you guys, but I'm going to go Notre Dame.
All right, Mississippi at Arkansas. Another one that I thought was a quirky line here. Mississippi by 3 at Arkansas. Ryan, who you got?
I'll go Ole Miss.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Ole Miss.
Really? Yeah, I thought that was going to be one of the underdogs you took. I can't buy into all this. I can't, and we've never had this many picks the same. I'm taking Mississippi, too, so we're all on the same page. Missouri at Tennessee. The spread on this is what, Jimmy?
Tennessee's favored by 3.5, I believe, right now.
Okay, who are you going to take?
I'm going to take Missouri here.
Ryan, who you like? I will never take
Missouri. I will take Tennessee.
Rocky Top. I'm taking Rocky Top.
You know, we have a lot of people that hate Texas and Notre Dame and Oklahoma, but we haven't heard that many Missouri haters.
Missouri was a brief hatred.
I was at Missouri at a game. I didn't like the way the people were. They're not very nice.
All right. Maryland at Michigan. This is a 3. It went up to 5. Michigan favored by 5 in this one. I don't know what to do with Maryland, Jimmy. Sometimes they play like they're a top 10 team, and sometimes they play like they're a bottom 10 team. Has Michigan settled in to finish strong here for Brady Hoke? You know what I'm going to do? I like Michigan. I root for Coach Hoke. I'm taking Michigan. Ryan, who you got?
I'm going to go Maryland.
Jimmy?
I'll stay with him, and I'm going to go Maryland, too.
Northwestern at Purdue, favored by 1. I'll even jump out and go first here. Northwestern. Jimmy?
I'll go second, Purdue.
And Ryan?
I'll go Northwestern.
Arizona at Utah. Utah favored by 4 in this football game. Ryan, who you like?
I'm going to take Utah.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Utah.
I'm taking Arizona. I mean, again, one of those teams that all of a sudden they're just no good. I don't buy it. The game, Stanford at Cal. It's got to be time for Cal to win, doesn't it, Jimmy?
No, it's not time for them. They were Stanford. USC played California last week. It was 31-3 at one time. The game ended up 38-30 because California throws it all the time, all over the field. They're going to have a lot of trouble with Stanford. Stanford is not very good, but they can play defense.
Yeah, but you know what? Cal, if they throw the ball backwards enough, sometimes it's pretty good. Ryan, what do you like here? Stanford, Cal, Stanford by 5.5.
I'll go Stanford.
I'll tell you one thing. This is the easiest pick, maybe one of the top 10 easiest picks of the year. Stanford's only favored by 5.5 on the road in the game. Cal, outright. Cal, going to win this game. USC, UCLA here on ESPN Radio. I'll go first on this one, I guess. UCLA's favored by 4. I think they're the better football team. I'll take UCLA. Jimmy?
I'm going to take USC.
And Ryan?
UCLA.
And here's what it comes down to. I have a feeling the tiebreaker will be very important this week. Total points in the Nebraska-Minnesota game. The over-under is 56.5. Ryan, over-under, what's the total points in the Nebraska-Minnesota game?
63.
Ooh, Jimmy, he went pretty high.
Yes, he did. I'm going to go even higher than that.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch our defense play?
Oh, man.
That's I go six, 67 is what I have.
I'm even giving you a little – I'm going to give Ryan some wiggle room here. He can miss by about 10 points on the high side here. I'm going 44. I've been hearing about how Minnesota wants to slow the game down. Of course, if they run in untouched as one of our what was the email from Thomas? He said that Tommy Frazier, because we play that in the open, Tommy Frazier broke more tackles in the one run against Florida than Melvin Gordon did all last week. So there you go. Ryan, $60 up for grabs. Best of luck, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Ryan from Wilcox wins the Big Deli's Deli gift certificate. Jimmy, we just will go right into your picks for the weekend. Then we'll catch up with Coach Crank and give away the Nebraska football tickets. What do you got for us this weekend? Are you going to stay red hot or just kind of hot?
I don't know for sure how this is going to go because I've got I've got some games where I'm with the public, and I very seldom go that way. But one of the games I see that the teams will not have to change very much, and you'll still win your bet. And it's Baylor minus 27 over Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's lost 5 football games in a row. They started the season, you know, they played Florida State, and then they got to play a couple weak teams, and then they started their Big 12 with Iowa State, Kansas, and Texas Tech. You know, so those 3, then they started having to play the good teams. You know, and boy, they have really struggled with that. Oklahoma State really struggled. And then Baylor beat Oklahoma 48-14 on the road. Baylor beat Kansas 60-14. Baylor's not in the group of 4. I think Baylor will try to make a statement with this game. So I kind of like Baylor giving up to 27 points over Oklahoma State. The second one is, we all saw this. Wisconsin looked almost impossible to stop. Iowa will be much better than Nebraska was on defense. However, they will not be able to score much against the Wisconsin defense. Iowa is not a great team against good defenses. They will really struggle, and I think the 9.5 points is too many. Wisconsin will be able to cover that. UAB is playing at Marshall. Marshall is undefeated. They're 10-0. They played extremely well against the spread. But UAB's 5-5, and they did play Mississippi State 47-34. UAB's not bad. They're not a great football team, but they're not bad. But they get 21.5 points, and they're at home. Take the 21.5 points and take UAB. And then the last one is New Mexico's playing Colorado State. New Mexico's gotten a little bit better as the season went on. I don't think people have caught up with that yet. Colorado State needs to throw the football. They can't just run it. New Mexico is extremely poor against the run. You know who their defensive coordinator is, don't you? Cosgrove. But anyway, New Mexico, they match up a little bit better. Well, they'll be able to match up. And Bob Davies, the head coach at New Mexico, you know, he's been able to try to turn this program around. So take the 22.5 there. And then I'm going to give you
Hey, by the way, Colorado State's starting to get some national publicity this
week. Yes, they are.
So you know what that usually
means. Yeah, they've only lost one football game.
Right,
yeah,
in the top 25.
Right. Yeah. And I just think the 22 and a half is too many. But and then I'm going to give you the money liner since we had a big one last night. Here's the money line parlay, and it's late games in the West. In case all of these miss, you can put $5 on and try to get all your money back on a money line parlay. And here they are. You're going to take San Diego State, USC, Utah, Nevada, and we're all going to go against you a little bit here, and we're going to take Stanford. But all they have to do, this is
favorites.
Yeah, well, this is well, there are three of them, and this is the money line parlay. USC is an underdog, but you got a money line parlay. It'll pay pretty well if you hit all five games.
I can't hit two.
Well, I can't.
But you're right. The odds are about the same.
Yeah, but it's a Western. It's one of those deals at 6 o'clock at night. You can still get. You got a chance to get your money back.
Coming up, your chance to win tickets to Nebraska, Minnesota tomorrow. You have to pick them up here at the studio by 5 o'clock today in Kearney. Plus, the Raiders celebrating as only the Raiders do. And Adrian Peterson, I got a question on that as well. That's part of our football that's still coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, both the Hastings College men and women continue their dominance in the GPAC Conference in soccer, and tomorrow the NAIA National Tournament gets underway. The women are on the road in Illinois, and the men are at home to take on Bellevue, who has a very nice record coming in to this contest. We catch up now with head coach Chris Crank, and Coach, thanks for the time. It's that time of the year, and before we go eat some turkey, we need to go get a win.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and we're excited about the matchup. It's obviously a team we know very well, and a very good team at that matter. So it's going to be a great game between two rivals.
You guys have been on such a roll since just a mini bump early in the season against some nationally rated teams. I want to take a look first kind of at how the season broke down. How were you coming together in that first month?
Well, you know, we had some injuries early on. I thought we started the year off very well, you know, going 4-0, not giving up a goal in the first four games. And then, we go down to Kansas, play Mid-American Nazarene and Baker. And, you know, with Mid-American Nazarene, we played well, had a, 1-1 draw with them, and then turn around the next day after playing 120 minutes against a rested Baker team. And, played a bit tired and ended up, drawing a red card in that game and, had to play a man down for a good portion of the game. And, no excuses. We just didn't play well. We didn't put the ball in the back of the net, and that was that. And I think the, a turning point in that season or in this season was that Kansas Wesleyan game. We were up 1-0 at halftime and, proceed to lose 5-2. I think we grew as a team. We learned about ourselves. We matured out of it, and I think sometimes a loss can help you move forward and open your eyes to what you really need to do. And I think that was that game where we can look back at and say that turned us for the better as we went forward, because then a few weeks later we play Oklahoma Wesleyan, who was seventh in the country, and just played extremely well, played to our capability, and ended up winning that game 5-0. And since then, we haven't given up many goals. We scored a lot of goals and kind of lead us to where we are now, and we're absolutely excited for tomorrow.
Hastings College has only lost, as you mentioned, the Kansas Wesleyan game. That's your only loss in regulation this year. The two ties obviously go to overtime. The one loss went to overtime. We always take a look at the big picture here. If you get by this first round, how close are you to being a semifinal, final-type team again this year?
I think if we can get by this first round, I think this team has the tools and the talent to make a run. I think the difference between last year and this year is our depth. I mean, I really believe we have a lot of depth in our team, more so than we did last year. So when you're trying to make one of those runs trying to get into a semifinal or final, one of the keys is depth. And I think our chemistry as a team is better. And then, with those two ingredients added into, I think we have a talented team. I think we're young, but I think we're talented, and we have the chemistry and we have the depth. I think absolutely we could make those runs, and, a little bit of luck too, and I think, with our guys, they work extremely hard, and I think they can find their luck as well. So,
We're talking with Hastings College soccer coach Chris Crank here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Neat article today in the Lincoln Journal Star about your two conference players of the year in Jake Ramsey and Alex Geyer, and kind of the circumstances that brought them to Hastings. For folks that don't know, Jake was actually a part of a UNO football program, and when they ceased to exist, you found him. Alex bounces back from an injury. Just talk about what those two guys have obviously meant to your program.
Well, you know, Jake, like with Jake and coming here out of UNO and, you know, playing football there, I think his love for soccer was there. You know, he still wanted to play. And then all his friends from Lincoln Pius, you know, that was the year that we went to the national final to lose to Lindsey Wilson. And that was Jake's first year here. But, you know, all his friends were here. And you know, he's been a, you know, what he did in high school, he scored a lot of goals. He's absolutely, you know, he's fast. There's no other way to put it. And, you know, so his speed and his ability to put the ball away in the last few years has been such a tremendous aspect to our attack. And, I mean, teams key in on him, and then it opens up other guys around the field to do what they need to do, you know. And unfortunately, in his second year, he had an injury early on that kind of ended the season. So I think he was on his way to a fantastic year that year. And last year he had a great year, and this year he's had a superb year. And, you know, we just count on him to create goals for us, to potentially open up space for other guys to score. And he's a hard worker. He puts his nose down, and academically, he's top notch too. So he has it all. And you know, and Alex Geyer, I mean, Alex, since he came in his freshman year, and in the last 3 years, he's, you know, the reason why even last year we were where we were was because of Alex. Alex makes the big save at the big save. So, you know, I think back to Ashford in 2013, we were up 2-0, and they were just absolutely all over us. And Alex came up with two huge saves, you know, with about 15 minutes left that I don't think any other goalkeeper in the country makes. And he did. And, you know, so he makes those big saves. He's a leader in the back, and, you know, they're just, they make big time plays when we need them. You know, and that's the reason why, you know, they're players of the year, I think. And, you know, and other coaches recognize that, you know, for sure. We recognize that, and we're just ecstatic for them.
Last minute here with Chris Crank, the head soccer coach of the Hastings College men. You mentioned the battles you've had with Bellevue. It's kind of hard to believe that there's any team that consistently gives you struggles, but this is a team that does. It's a nationally ranked team. It's obviously an incredibly tough first-round draw. What can you tell us about Bellevue?
Well, Bellevue, funny thing is it's my alma mater. So there's that part of it. You know, and the coach for Bellevue played here for a year in 2003. So, you know, we know each other very well. I mean, that's the toughest part, is that it's two teams that know each other, you know, very, very well. We've played consistently, not only in the fall when the regular seasons is, but we played them last spring in spring games. So these are two teams that know each other very, very well, that there is that rivalry, and they're a good team. They're well-organized. They're well-coached. Matt does a phenomenal job with them. They got Manny Lira, who's, you know, one of their go-to guys. That's kind of like Jake Ramsey, fast. He can really make things happen with his pace. They got a few other freshmen that have done a great job this year for him. And so, you know, the challenge is can we break them down? I think the biggest key is our front line, or our attack against their defense, you know, is to be able to break down a very organized, cohesive unit, and for us to be able to finish our chances, and to be able to, you know, be able to stop Manny Lear from creating any goals. So I think it's going to be it is a difficult game, but it's one that we're excited about, and one that, you know, I think when the pairing first came out, we, you know, a lot of guys were like, oh, you know, we're hoping for somebody, you know, else. But at the end of the day, the guys were just happy to, you know, have the opportunity to play in the first round again, and then, you know, play a team that, you know, there is a bit of rivalry, and that adds to the atmosphere of that opening round game. So we're excited, and I think it's going to be a great battle for sure.
All right, Coach. Hey, we appreciate you giving us some time. I know you got to get back to work and then get prepared for tomorrow's 5 o'clock game. So keep the string running, and hopefully we can chat about your team after Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
You bet, Chris. Thanks so much. Chris Crank, 5 o'clock tomorrow. They are at home. And we are going to be away from home most of next week, as we have for the last handful of years. The Doug and Daddy Show, the week of Thanksgiving, one show. Don't forget, every state football championship game will be here on ESPN Radio next Monday and Tuesday. D2, D1, and A starting at 10:15 on Monday. C2, C1, and B on Tuesday. Then we will have our Husker Lunch Wednesday at Cunningham's, and we'll have everything. We will have everything during that show. Steve Sipple will be on hand. We'll have our Loper Link. We'll talk with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We'll do our Pigskin Pick'em. We'll even get some weekend selections from Jimmy with the Thursday and Friday games. So that's what's coming up next week. Of course, Thanksgiving, the day off, and with the Husker game on Friday, no show. We will have football and hoops, too, for you on the 28th. Next Friday here on ESPN. Let's give you our Midtown Mart cooler question and then a chance to win Husker tickets. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. How will the Huskers fare against Minnesota? 67% said that Nebraska wins but does not cover the 10 points. 25% says they'll lose outright. 8% says that they will win and cover the 10%. And over the weekend, here is your Midtown Mark cooler question. If both players are healthy, who should Ohio State start at quarterback next season? JT Barrett, the freshman that's playing this year, or Braxton Miller, who was injured? I think it's going to be interesting to see the desire that Braxton has. For me, though, it's no decision if they are even. And that's all you're looking at here, because then you have to make the choice. If they are even all the way from spring to fall to game one, it's Braxton Miller. That's what I think.
Yeah. Probably so. You don't want to lose your, you know, you don't, due to an injury. I mean, you know, he didn't do anything against the law. So that's what I agree with you totally.
We went with that. I mean, we've had the Frazier Behringer thing. That's what happened. They battled. They were almost even, and Frazier nipped out Brooke in the senior season. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. By the way, Tim Rattay was the quarterback.
That's who it was.
Louisiana Tech.
That's who it was. Yep. Yikes. Good deal. If you'd give me multiple choice, I'd have got it right, but I could not come up with his name. Of course, you know what's tough? I was a principal all these years, and sometimes I'd know people for 20 years, and I'd look at them, and for some reason, I just couldn't think of their name. Ain't that something? Does that ever happen to you?
We're getting up there.
Okay, good.
It happens a lot. I used to, when I started in the business, I kidded the guys I worked with that, you know, hey, there's four brothers, but you don't remember which one it is. And, I can see why.
Okay,
now.
You got her.
The more times you deal with people, there's a lot of stuff going on up there in the old hamster cage. Sometimes some of it bounces out. I'm just telling you, it happens.
Yeah, I taught drivers in and would call people by their dad's name because I taught them both.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, courtesy of Five Points Bank in Kearney, your chance to win four tickets to Nebraska, Minnesota tomorrow. Stay with us.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, this is Jim Baldonado with the Home Agency. Do you know what your insurance policy actually covers? We have seen a lot of losses this year with all the bad storms, and that's no time to be finding out that you don't have the coverages that you thought you did. At the Home Agency, we ensure that you are covered the way you would like to be and the way you need to be. There should be no surprises with your insurance policies. Make sure you really do have the coverages that you think you have. Call Home, the Home Agency, that is, at 1-800-245-4241.
The breeze turns into a storm tonight.
With a shootout win over Omaha, the Storm are off to their best start since the year 2006-2007. This weekend will be the toughest test yet as the Storm face the number one and two teams. First on Friday, they'll host Des Moines at the Viero Event Center, the number two team in the conference. And then they'll travel to Sioux City to face the Musketeers, the number one team in the West, on Saturday night.
On The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Central Community College knows choosing a college can be hard, but they're here to make that decision a little easier. Join them on December 3rd from 9 a.m. to noon on either the Columbus, Grand Island, or Hastings campuses for their campus visit day. Tour the campus of your choice, meet the faculty and staff, and learn what financial aid and scholarships are available to you. To register your visit online, go to cccneb.edu/visit or call 877-222-0780 for more information.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretin Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretin Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, wrapping things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Midway is currently hiring, and if you're thinking at the end of the year it's time to change jobs, upgrade, join the Midway team, whatever it is that's going on with you, they would love to chat with you. And first off, all you have to do is go online to midwaycareers.com and see all of the job openings that they have. They are expanding. It's not like there's a problem. It's not like there are people are moving on. They are growing, and that's the beauty of Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. They are looking for General Motors, ASE certified, and Chrysler technicians. They're looking for new and pre-owned product specialists, telephone operators, lube technicians. All kinds of jobs are up there at midwaycareers.com. So maybe over the weekend, while you got a little chance to spend time on your mobile device, check it out. And while you're there, go to thinkmidway.com and check out the great deals on every vehicle on the lot. Plus, as we get towards the end of the year, there are a lot of cash back and incentives from the national dealers to go along with your everyday hassle-free price. But if you're in the market for a new job, join the Midway team. MidwayCareers.com, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue. Kearney, we've been talking a lot about statistics today. Tim Rattay, Louisiana Tech, they threw all over Nebraska, but they were negative 21 in rushing yards. I want to give away a pair of Nebraska-Minnesota tickets. Two of the tickets are in the West Stadium, 30-yard line, 40 rows up. Two are right above the tunnel walk, great seats in the northwest corner. So, not only the tunnel walk, but when the team leaves, the best part, applauding the team, hopefully in a win tomorrow. We've got to give our predictions, so don't let me forget to do that before we get out of here. But here we go. You're going to win both sets of tickets, courtesy of Five Points Bank in Kearney. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won anything this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. Give us a call. We'll ask you a trivia question. If you get it right, we'll give it to you. And it's going to be a Husker question. And it's going to be related to Nebraska, Minnesota. This can't be a freebie, right, Jimmy?
No, it can't be easy.
Got to have a little knowledge.
It's got to be quick. are you going to have two questions in case they keep coming? They can look this other one up?
No, Jimmy's got it. Or Jeff's got it. He's on top of it.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John.
All right, here we go. Here's the question. Now, we know that the 1983 Nebraska game, the Huskers just crushed Minnesota 84-13. In which quarter did Nebraska score the most points?
Would have been the third quarter.
That is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Brooks.
Nebraska defeated Minnesota in the 1983 game, the worst loss in Minnesota history, up there at the Metrodome, 84-13. Which quarter did Nebraska score the most points in?
I hope the second quarter.
It was not the second quarter. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. What are you looking at me like that for? Shall I go to I might go to question two.
Yeah, I think it's time.
Who are we chatting with?
Steve,
in the game, Nebraska just shattered all kinds of marks. Turner Gill, the starting quarterback in the game, obviously, for the Huskers. He had four rushes for 100 yards. He didn't throw the ball that well. He was 3 of 12 for 136 yards, but had touchdown passes of 70 and 68 yards to Irving Fryer. Who was Turner Gill's backup in that game? The backup quarterback was who?
Uh,
I know it. Oh, gosh, it's gone now. Oh, man.
Well, try back. Right there. Try back 888-455-ESPN. I got a bunch of questions here relating to Nebraska, Minnesota. They might not even all be from the 83 game. We'll see. 888-455-ESPN. We are giving away a four-pack of tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game tomorrow. Who are we chatting with?
Hello, this is Sean.
Sean, who was the backup quarterback in that 83 game? He was perfect.
I was hoping for the other question.
Well, that's why I didn't give it to you. I'm a mind reader.
Oh, man. Joe?
No. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is John again.
John. Okay, so I got to come up with a totally different question here. I got all kinds of questions. Which one should we give John today? All right, here we go. Yeah, but he was an answer just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, we better scratch that one. All right, here we – that's pretty easy, too. That's easy.
Oh, come on, let me guess the first one because they're all the same.
Yeah, well, thanks for busting that up. Bye-bye. How about that? Yeah. You know, I got that power. I got that power. Bye. Yeah, well, that's not the question I asked. They scored 21 in all four quarters, by the way.
It was a good question. And
John's going to roll me the next time he sees me. He's all fired up because his Raiders actually won a game.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, how about the guy, though, that goes, you asked the question, he goes, Joe, which I don't think they'd accept that in Jeopardy.
No,
I think you got to go, the form of the question, you got to get the first and the last name.
All right, I got another one. I got a good MIAA one, and if you've been listening to the show this week, it's going to be easy. So let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, what MIAA school did Jerry Kill coach at?
I have no idea.
Try back, Matt, 888-455-3776. We are giving away a four-pack of tickets, two sets of two to tomorrow's game, courtesy of Five Points Bank. Who are we chatting with?
Hi, this is Troy.
Troy, what MIAA school did Jerry Kill coach football at?
Jerry Kill, Minnesota coach, NIAA, South Dakota State.
Try back, 888-455-3776. I'll give you a hint. UNK plays in the MIAA. Nebraska Kearney plays in the MIAA. I told you we're going to work for this. Who are we chatting with?
Brooks.
Brooks, what MIAA school did Jerry Kill coach football at?
Oh, I don't.
Try back, 888-455-3776. I'm trying to give away these tickets, Five Points Bank. Pretty soon, me and you are just going to pocket them and go down tomorrow, Jimmy. What do you think?
Good idea. I'll take those on the 30. you could cheer those guys in that end zone, but I'll take those 30-yard line seats.
Who are we chatting with?
This is Trent.
Trent, do you know the answer to any of these questions?
I think I know one of them.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the Jerry Kill question. Which MIAA school did he coach at?
Emporia State.
There is our winner, Emporia State. And you can pick the tickets up at our Kearney studio before 5 today?
I think so. I think I can send somebody up there.
You're dang right you can. Well, congratulations. We're going to get you some great tickets courtesy of Five Points Bank in Kearney to tomorrow's game. Hey, enjoy it. Hang on the line, and Jeff will give you the information, okay?
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
The backup quarterback was Craig Sundberg. For the Huskers. Nebraska did score 21 points in each quarter, so the answer was all of them. And let's see, did I ask anything else?
You know, in that game, Minnesota blitzed every play.
It didn't work.
No, I mean, yeah, when you blitz, though, what happens is, you know, once they break it, you know, there's nobody back there. You know, they were sending like 9 guys in the box. You know, so they'd have 2 guys back there trying to defend everybody else. So, yeah, blitzing isn't always the key to things.
Last deal here. I think by now we've all seen the Raiders celebrating after the sack on the next to last play of the football game last night. High school kids, take note. One thing that struck me today, Adrian Peterson is apparently at some point going to get to play in the NFL again, which, if everything's done in the legal system, he should. I mean, it's just like any other job. But I'm a little baffled as to why, in this situation, Jimmy, he would want, or people would think, that he just automatically needs to leave Minnesota. He didn't do anything to the Vikings franchise. He didn't do – this isn't Ray Rice deal. He didn't do anything dishonest to the Vikings franchise, and I got the feeling that the Minnesota fans, while they don't agree with what he did, are not going to, hate him for this. I mean, they're not going to dislike him any more than any other franchise. I would think Adrian Peterson in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, where it's not media frenzy, would be exactly, when he comes back, where he would want to stay at. I would think that would create the less media frenzy and starting over new and having more people get acquainted and more questions. I would think stay in Minnesota if you're Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I don't get this either. Doug, the only thing I had a couple times where I had people want me to call the NSAA and get things changed at our school. And I thought what we did was incorrect, and we're not going to try to change this. In other words, we appealed something, and they said, hey, will you appeal this? I go, no, I can't appeal this because we're going to go by the rule. This is a waste of time. Mm-hmm. And you won't even write the letter? You won't even write the letter for me? No, I'm not going to write a letter because I, when I put my name on something, I want it to be on something that's valid that I think I might be able to get out of. I mean, if I'm going 35 and a 25 and they give me a citation, I'm paying the ticket.
Yeah.
You know, I can't go to the courthouse and say, I'm going to try to win this. Now, so I think that's what his point is. I think his point is he thinks the Minnesota Vikings, maybe their organization, needed to appeal a couple appeals, you know, saying, hey, whoa, we want this guy to play. We want him to play now, and we need the commissioner to back us. So we need him in our lineup. I think maybe that was his point. Maybe the Minnesota Vikings, he was hoping, would write letters and do things to try to do more for him. And I think the Minnesota Vikings are saying, hey, this process, I don't think we can win this. Let's just stay with it. You know, hey, we're not mad at you. We're going to play you next year, but you know, I don't think it's worth our time to try to get you for week 15 and 16 and make a big deal out of this. Let's just follow the commissioner's ruling and whatever. Whether that's right or not, that's, I think, what the argument is. I think that's what Adrian's trying to say is, you need to fight for me on this, because he really thinks he's correct. And the Vikings are sitting there going, I don't know. You know, I don't think you really are correct. We're not going to appeal it. We're going to go just through due process. Does that make sense to you? I mean, you asked me the question. I'm trying to analyze this with something that in my life that I could see and regulate. Yeah.
Let's move on to a couple other things, and we're out of here. Iowa offensive tackle Brandon Scherff, one of the six semifinalists for the Outland Trophy, which was announced this morning, and the reception hosted by the Greater Omaha Sports Committee later on, and they'll get it down to three by November the 25th. We talked about the Loper volleyball season going five sets, ending yesterday. Wayne State did win, so they're alive today, and they'll take on the number one seed. And I think we pretty much went through all the rest of the sports. Tri-City Storm is home tonight. They sit third in the West Division, and they'll play the top two teams in the West Division the next two nights, hosting Des Moines tonight at 7:30 and then going to Sioux Falls tomorrow at 7:05. So that's what's going on with Storm Hockey. And we've given you all the sports for the weekend. And so, Nebraska prediction. Jimmy, what do you got for tomorrow? Huskers, Minnesota.
I guess what I'm looking at, I think Nebraska's going to cover. I think they'll win by more than the 10 points. I think things will go well. I think they'll be able, the defense will really step up. And with the embarrassment that they had, they're a better defense than that. Things snowball. I think they'll compete well. And I think they'll win the game, somewhere around 31-14, something like that.
That's what I had. I had 31-13. See, it's right there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But you know, on the same token, this would not be a shocker if the offense struggled again. You know what I mean? And the defense has really got to play well.
Yeah, factually, I'm going with the gut feeling like I had last week when I picked Wisconsin. Factually, it gives you reason last week to think Nebraska could win, and they were up 17-3, and they turned it over five times. Factually, there are definitely a lot of reasons why Nebraska can get beat on Saturday. It just doesn't usually happen, so I'm going to stay with those trends. And it is senior day, and I think a lot of good things will happen. And if Minnesota falls behind, they will have trouble catching up because they can't throw the football.
I totally agree. And I also think that Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, these people will play better at home against each other than they do when they go on the road. You know, these three teams are pretty even, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. If you get to be the home team, you're going to look a lot better than you are when you're on the road. So I agree with you, Doug.
First, Sari tells me a lot. If you take the ball, can you march it down the field? If you get defense, can you come out and get the three and out, get the crowd going tomorrow for a morning game? We want to thank Brian Munson from Big Red Report, Hastings College coach Chris Crank. Again, we are off till Wednesday, state football finals, Monday and Tuesday. Good luck to all the teams. Jimmy, we'll see you again on Wednesday. As
yeah,
we get
we'll
really
see
close
about 11:30 Wednesday. You bet.
All right, see you, folks. Enjoy your weekend.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.